Okay.
Erev Tov, good evening. In the context of the 10 Makos that Hashem brought about in Mitzrayim, there's a question that is often asked. Offhand, when one examines the Psukim surrounding the Makos, one has a rather distinct impression that they were primarily, if not exclusively, directed to the Egyptians. The Mishnah writes in Masechet Edios in the second perek, Mishpat HaMitzriim Yud Beis Chodesh. The Egyptians were subjected for a year to a series of makos, and the Mishnah indicates that this was a judgment that was lodged against the Egyptian people. They were punished. They were subjected to heavy punishment. And what's fascinating is that when one looks at the Psukim clearly bear this out. The thrust of all the Makos completely and totally seemingly are directed to the Egyptians. So often people ask the question, what about Klal Yisrael? What exactly is the nature of our connection to the Esa Makos? Are we simply observers on the side? Are we simply passive? Are we simply not involved? Or perhaps there is obviously some connection to Klal Yisrael. And that is the thesis that we're going to demonstrate this evening, that even though at the surface level, it would seem that the focus of the Makos is completely Egypt-oriented, completely directed to the Mitzrayim, but undoubtedly very much beneath the surface. And I would say, ultimately, the ultimate purpose is for Klal Yisrael. Let's begin by looking at the Psukim on page number one of the Maamar Komos. And what I was able to do, someone actually did it for me, Baruch Hashem, Malachta Nasi Saide Acherim, some of the Psukim are cited in the beginning of Shmos in Va'era and a bit in Bo. And you'll notice that they essentially blacked out and they highlighted in terms of the particular Makkah. The very beginning, in Perek Gimel of Shemos, Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, V'ani yodati ki lo yitein eschem melech Mitzrayim lahaloch, v'lo biyad chazako. V'sholachti es yodi v'hikesi es Mitzrayim, v'chol niflo usai asher eseh v'kirbo, v'yachvechein yishalach eschem. The Torah is making a very clear statement, v'hikesi es Mitzrayim. And then, in the context of the Dalad Lashono Shel Geula, which is well known, and the Dalad Lashono Shel Geula corresponding to Dalad Kosos. So here, the Torah comments also very clearly, Lachain Emor Livnei Yisrael, Ani Hashem. Votzei Eschem Mitachas Sivlos Mitzrayim. The Sevel of Mitzrayim. Of course, that Sevel could also refer to that which we underwent in Egypt. That's the context here. But in the context of the Makos themselves, and this, the locus, the geographic locus, is clearly Egypt. And so clearly the Torah again recurringly reaffirms this doctrine that the focus of our attention, the focus of the Makos, are clearly the Egyptians. The Torah continues in Shmos. Ko amar Hashem, bezos teda ki ani Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu now begins to produce the Makos. Hinei anochi makeh b'mateh asher b'yodi, al ha'mayim asher b'yor v'nefchu l'dam. And obviously that affected the Egyptians and did not affect Klal Yisrael. And then in this week's parasha of Va'era, hinei anochi nogef es kol givu l'cha b'tzvardeim. And the Torah is so incredibly very clear on exactly where the Tzvardim are going to insinuate themselves. And b'sharat sayor Tzvardim bi'alu va'u b'veisecha u'b'chadar mishka v'cha v'yal mitasecha u'veis avodecha u'v'yamecha u'v'sanurecha u'v'misharosecha u'v'chol v'yamcha v'chol avodecha yalu ha-Tzvardim. It's rather obvious that the Tzvardim became, shall we say, bnei bayis of the Egyptians. Ad kidei, they're in their homes, they're in their beds, they're in their tanurim, they're in their dough. And when the Torah actually describes the implementation of that makkah, there the Torah says a bit later in the psukim, v'halas ha-Tzvardim al eretz Mitzrayim. Vayet Aranes Yodo al Meme Mitzrayim, Batalat Svadea Batechas es Eretz Mitzrayim. It's uncanny how many times the Torah has reiterated and repeated and reaffirmed the focus on Mitzrayim. And a bit later, when it comes to the Makkah of Kinim, the third Makkah, Neteyes Matcha Vahaches Afar Haoretz Vayoda Kinim Bechol Eretz Mitzrayim. And Vayasuche. Vayet Aranus Yodah B'Mateo Vayaches Afar Haoretz Vatihi Akinom Lice is everywhere Ba'adam U'Vabahema. But then the Torah summarizes Kol Afar Haoretz Hayah Kinim B'Chol Eretz Mitzrayim. Continuing on the Litany of Makos, Orov Hinni Mashrech B'Cho U'Vavodecho U'Ve'amecho U'Ve'vatecho Ese Orov. They're going to be engulfed by Orov. Umalu vate Mitzrayim esa Orov v'gam esa Adama shehem olel. And the Torah is clear to indicate that Klal Yisrael is to be completely and totally severed from this. V'hifleisi bayom ahu es eretz Goshen asher ami omid olel divilti heyosham Orov l'man teda ki ani Hashem b'kerev ha'oretz. So here already we have a statement which is very critical that the Ramban already and other Rishonim comment on. The Torah now begins to give us a hint that it was true that the Makos were directed at the Egyptians, but kanireh, there are messages that are obviously relevant to Klal Yisrael as well. Here's one of the indications of the messages. Leman teda, ki ani Hashem b'kerev ha'aretz, of course, is addressing Klal Yisrael. But in terms of the physical Makos, the Torah goes on to say, Again and again, the Torah speaks of the Egyptians being subjected to all these makos. Bayom Moshe, hine anochi yotze mimoch, vahatarti el Hashem. Besor he'arov, mi paro, me'abadov, u'me'amo, machor. And continuing on the ongoing makos, the makos of Deber, hine yad Hashem ho'yo, b'mikdecho asher basodeh, in the second column. And the Torah again indicates the line of demarcation between Mitzrayim and Klal Yisrael, v'hiflo Hashem, bein miknei Yisrael, u'bein miknei Mitzrayim, v'lo yamus, mikol livnei Yisrael davar. Vayas Hashem es adavar hazeh mimocharos vayomos kol miknei Mitzrayim u'miknei b'nei Yisrael lo meis echad. Continuing on the litany of Makos, the Torah is about to describe Shchin. Asher Abeinu is told, kichu lachem b'lo chafneichem piach kivshon u'zvako Moshe Hashamayim v'leinei Faro v'hayo liyavok al kol eretz Mitzrayim. Continuing, the Torah goes on in Shmos Perek Tes. Ki bapam azos ani sholeach es kol magiv hosai el libcha uvavodecho v'yamecha. Rashi comments, there's a reference here already to the Makos Bechoros. Again, another message that's clearly hidden, as it were, among the layers of the Makos that the Egyptians are being subjected to. But we begin to see that obviously we are also involved. There are messages being sent to us. The earlier message that we saw before, Ba'avud teida ki ani Hashem b'kerev ha'aretz, and here we have another message that the Torah describes in clear terms directed to Klal Yisrael. Ba'avud teida ki en kamoni b'chal ha'aretz, and the Torah continues with the Barad. Neteis yadcha ala shamayim v'hi Barad b'chal ha'aretz mitzrayim al ha'adam v'yal ha'beimah. And again, we are called Esev Asodeh B'Eretz Mitzrayim. Many, many times the Torah has repeated, umpteen times, the focus on Eretz Mitzrayim and minutia and detail. Vayhi Barad Ve'ish Mitzakachet B'socha Barad Kovei Me'od Asher Lo Ayah Barad Kamoru Chal Eretz Mitzrayim B'yom Hivosta Ad Ota. The only time where we actually see a direct statement that clearly indicates that we are certainly shutfim, that we are certainly involved in all of these makos, and not simply indirectly or passively or as observers, is the beginning of Parshas Bo. Moshe Rabbeinu is told Bo El Paro, Ki ani ichbarati es libo v'eslei v'avodov, leman shisi oso sayele b'kirbo. And then the Torah, remarkably, tells us that we are very much connected to this. Uleman tisaper biosnei bincho ben bincho et asher isavalti b'mitzrayim v'es ososai asher samti bom v'idatem ki ani Hashem. Part of the mitzvah of Sibu Yitzias Mitzrayim is obviously to go ahead and transmit to the next generation, to our children, to our grandchildren, that which Hashem wrought in Egypt. So here we have a clear statement, probably the clearest statement in the context of all these psukim that we saw till now, that indicates that obviously Klal Yisrael is also connected to the makos that were given by Hashem to Mitzrayim. There's a famous Rashi, and this Rashi is found in Parshas Vayera, in this week's Parsha. And this Rashi is the subject of a discussion among many, many Rishonim. And Rashi is telling over a very fundamental yesod, a very fundamental principle that we certainly have to be cognizant of. Rashi comments on the pasuk Bani Akshe Slay Paro. Hashem said he's going to harden the heart of Paro. Rehibesius also Saibius Mosaibi Eretz Mitzrayim. There'll be a many, many makos, all types of makos, multi-yud, multifarious, says Rashi. Me'acha shehushia behisvis kenegdi. Since Paro acted with an evil, sinister kind of attempt against Hashem. Begodol lefana shein nachas ruach bu'umos ov de'elidum lasik slave sholim loshu. And Hashem says, I'm fully aware that they don't have any sincere, authentic intention to do tshuva, tovli sheyiskasha libo leman harbos v'ososai v'tagiros v'ososai. And therefore, there's a basis to harden his heart, take away his bechira, and I'm not discussing that issue, which is, of course, again, a well-known issue discussed by many Rishonim, but then Rashi has the following comment. V'kein midoso shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi said, this is the hanhoga of Hashem Yisbarach, maybe Puranus al Ha'umos of the Elilim. Seemingly, Hashem punishes the nations of the world. But why does he punish them? Says Rashi, that's a Hecha Timtza. It's a means to an end. It's not an end in itself. What is the means to the end? Kidei sheyishmu Yisrael v'yiro. In order that Klal Yisrael should observe what's happening around them, should take heed, and should in effect, as a result, be instilled with Yirat Shamayim. Shenema hichrati goyim nashamu pinaisam. Amarti achtiro asi tichli musar. The whole idea is that we should in effect be observers, but not just passive observers, witnessing, observing, but we ourselves should in effect be impacted, be jarred by that which is happening in the world around us. Because ultimately, it is directed to Klal Yisrael. Afal b'kein, Rashi goes on to describe the distinction between the initial makos and the subsequent makos, the first five as opposed to the second set of five makos. The Sfarno has a similar kind of comment below on these psukim. The Sorano comments, Vani Yakshe, Hine Bios Hakel Chavis Bichumas Rishonim Elovim Misasam. This, of course, is very much the focus of the Tefillah of the Elah on Yom Kippur. There are two paragraphs, and in one of the paragraphs, we have a clear statement of HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanting Rishonim to come back. So therefore, that's why the Torah says, "Amar sheyarbe esososa v'esmosa v'zeh lahoshev es Mitzrayim b'tshuva." So ostensibly, the Makos directly are connected to Egypt. Bodi Elohim godlo v'chazdo ba'osos v'osim, to show the greatness of Hashem. Ka'amro ba'avur zoshem adaticha ba'avur herozcha es kochi. Uleman saper shmi b'chol aretz. But then the Sforno adds a postscript. V'imze, the Sforno indicates, hoysa kavonoi shi Yisrael yiru v'yiro. It is not solely for the Egyptians to be subjected to this punishment, but clearly, Klal Yisrael, not even collaterally, I would say, but perhaps directly, should see what's happening, should observe this phenomena, and should be seized by a pachad, and by Yirah Shamayim. Ka'omro, leman shisi ososa eila bekirbo, uleman tesaper. And so the Sforno clearly indicates that we are mechutanim, very much so, we are mechutanim in this matter. This Yisod of Rashi and the Sforno is based on the famous Gemara Yevamos in the sixth parak Habal Yevimtoi on page number 2 and Daf Samach Gimel. The Gemara essentially indicates a Yisod in Hashkofa which often many, many people have difficulty accepting. But this is so that I will attempt to develop and demonstrate that this is something which is fundamental and ironclad. The Gemara comments over here in the context of the Psukim, Avraham Avinu was told, that through Avraham Avinu, essentially, bracha comes about to the entire universe, all humanity. Namely, as the Gemara says here in the fourth line, Kol mishpachos ha'adama afilu mishpachos hadoros ba'adama ein mizbarchos ela bishvil Yisrael. Everything revolves around Klal Yisrael. Kol goyei ha'aretz afilu sfinos habos migalyo laspamya ein mizbarchos ela bishvil Yisrael. All the prosperity, all the economic fecundity, all atzlacha, essentially is connected to Klal Yisrael. We are the epicenter of everything. And then the Gemara goes further, and in the boxed out section in the middle, this is the Gemara that Rashi and the Sforno and many Rishonim are relying on in the context of what the theme that I am discussing. Amar Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Avina, Ein Puranos Bado Elam Ela Bishul Yisrael. What a statement. Every Puranos that occurs to the world is connected to Klal Yisrael. Shenema hichvati goyim, noshamu pinosam, hechvati chutzosam. The pasuk in Sfanya, the Navi says clearly, amarti achtiriosi tichli musa. Namely, everything that happens around us in the entire world is directed to Klal Yisrael. We are essentially the ones who should be the recipients of messages that we should study, be misbeinen, learn what is happening around us. It's all connected to Klal Yisrael. The Ramban, many times in his Perush Al HaTorah, especially in these Parshios that we are reading, the Parshios that talk about the Makos, so the Ramban underscores three Yesodos, three important fundamental precepts that one is obligated to glean from the Makos. And the Ramban here, at great length, maybe we'll read parts of the Ramban in the third line, that's Yisod number one, the Ribbono Shel Olam. He exists, he's Mechadesh, he created the world, ex nihilo, v'yodea u'mashgiach, there's divine providence, Hashem Yisbarach is Mefakeach, and v'yochol, the Ribbono Shel Olam, of course, is omnipotent, he has the koach, he has the ability, he has the strength. And the Ramban continues with Hashem Yamov Isahum Nigzar Tchila Mipinavi Yisbar Mimen Oda Mita Sanavua. There's another Yisod here, namely that Asher Bachar Bin Vim Tovim That one of the Yugimlikrim, that there's a concept of Nevuah. Hashem communicates with human beings. Derech Nevi'im. And the Ramban goes on, Ki Yidabri Elokim Es Adam, Vi Galis Sodor Al Avodam An Avi'im, the Pasuk in Amos, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Vi Tiskayim Im Zeh HaTorah Kula. That's how the Torah, in effect, is being established through Nevuah. V'lachin, Yomer HaKosub B'Meisim, and here the Ramban underscores the Pesukim that I alluded to earlier, L'man Teida Ki Adi Hashem Mekev Haaretz, L'hoi Reis Ala Ashkocha, Ki Lo Yoza V'Yisodan Mikrim Kedaitam. The world, in general, many philosophers, there was a whole group of French philosophers who believed essentially that even though there may have been a God who created the world, he then subsequently decided to sever his ties with the world and leave the world to run on its own. Chas v'shalom, that's a doctrine which is absolutely without any foundation from a hashkafic Torah perspective. Lo azav osam the mikrim kedaitam. V'amar l'man teida ki l'ashem ha'oris l'ho'os al achidush. Game shalom shebra mi'ayim. The idea of creation, kriyatu ex nihilo, yama babu teida, ken kamoni, b'chol ha'aretz. And again, the Ramban continues, l'horos aleichol eshu shalit bakol, Hashem is omnipotent. Ein ma'ake b'yado, ki b'chol ze hayu ha'mitzriyim ha'chishim ha'mistapkin. They denied it, or they were ambivalent about it. Im ken ha'eses ha'meisim ha'gdeilim, eidim ne'amonim, b'emunas ha'bere u'batere kula. All these Nisim Gluyim are obviously witnessing, and they are witnesses to exactly the kind of emunah that we should have in Hashem Yisbarach in the entire Torah. Ubavur ki Yakadosh Baruch Hu lo yase osim ofes v'chol dor leini kol rosh o kofer yitzave osanu shenase tamid zikaron baos asher roi neinu. We were witness to all this. We saw all these makos that Hashem inflicted on the Egyptians. And what are we to do? Clearly, we are to take Musar, as the Navi Tzfanya says, and we have to go further. And we have to be koveh zikaron binati kadovel banenu uvneyem livneyem uvneyem ledorachamon. We're supposed to transmit this as a masera lidere deres vehech mibo binyan zek Moshe. Just as a person, the Ramban says, it's chayim koris b'achilas chometz ubaziras ha-pesach vehitzrich shenichtov koma shenire leinu ba'isasun ba'isim al yodenu v'yalbeni neinu. All this is written in the tefillin, shal yad, the tefillin shal rosh. And furthermore, v'lichtov also od al pisri ha-batim ba-mezuzis. This yisodos of Mitzrayim are also inscribed in the mezuzah. V'shenaski zeh befinu ba-boku ba-erev in kriyashma. Moshe om remes v'yatsiv da-raisa, v'mashikosu l'mantisko asyom tzeis chomeret v'tzayin konim echa yecha. V'shenaski sukkah v'chol shona. Sukkah also, the Gemara Zemachogaz and Yud Aleph, but the zechal hana ha-kobo, but all of these, all of the above, so many mitzvahs of the Torah are founded upon this cardinal principle, this tenet of remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim. And then in a very beautiful statement, the Ramban writes, the cover of a pisra, I mean, it's got to be in Yonah. By virtue of purchasing a mezuzah, I don't think any longer it costs zuz echad. A kosher mezuzah is quite expensive today. But, Baruch Hashem, we have the wherewithal to purchase mezuzahs that are mehudar, as we should, zekeli v'anvei, the Gemara in Shabbos. But someone who purchases a mezuzah and affixes it to his door, k'va hoide b'chidu sho'ilam, b'yidi asabeirei v'ashkachosai. Whenever I see this Ramban, I'm reminded of the story of the Vilna Gaon at the end of his life, that the Gaon picked up his tzitzis and said, look, for a kopek or two, for a small amount of money, one could purchase a pair of tzitzis. And what do we have there? This, I believe, is the basis for that statement of the Gaon, this statement of the Ramban. And in the Vu as well. So we have here in Yitzias Mitzrayim and the Shibud Mitzrayim and the Makos of Mitzrayim, many Yisodi Adas, and the Ramban goes on at the bottom of the Ramban over here. He tells us, the beauty of mitzvahs and how wonderful they are. And then he has a statement which he reaffirms and rearticulates any number of times in Chumash. The kavana is called amitzah shenami belokeinu v'no day lav shuburanu. The kavana sayitzira. The whole intent of the bria is to acknowledge Hashem is barach. Shein lanu tam achi b'yitzira rishon v'ein kel elyon chavis b'tachtein milvad sheyeda ha'odem b'yeder lelokom shebro. So the Ramban here has really a manifesto and indicating that even though initially when we approached the psukim, our thinking was that Mitzrayim is primarily connected and Makos to the Egyptians, the Ramban says that is completely incorrect. If anything, the focus of the Makos is Dafka called Yisrael. We are the very center. And even though we're not, Baruch Hashem, directly impacted, but peripherally, we are impacted. Peripherally, we are jarred. Peripherally, we have to notice what is happening around us and take Musar and essentially absorb these Yisoides that the Ramban delineates for us over here in these parashiyos. The same Yisod is found in a famous Ran in the Drasha Saran on page number 3. In the 6th Drasha of the Ran, he writes this very clearly. He's discussing there the context of tshuva, of doing all the elements that, of course, are embedded in tshuva, and the quotes from Hosea, Mi chacham b'yavin eila novam v'yedoen ki yisharam daki Hashem v'tzadikim yelchubam v'poshim v'kashubam. And he is connecting the dots of these psukim, and then all of a sudden, the Ran makes the following statement in the middle, the block area. Things happen in the world. Hurricanes, tornadoes, landslides, massive floods, homes that are ravaged by all types of catastrophic events. Why? Why are all these events occurring, says the Ran. The events are not just directed at the recipients, but rather, the ultimate purpose of these events is to awaken Klal Yisrael, to arouse us to do tshuva, says the Ramban, says the Ran. V'yiru v'yichadu pen yagi alem apurimus. And we have to be frightened that maybe Rachmanu L'tzlan, Hashem is Barach, will even, God forbid, go ahead and we will be inflicted with all of the above. V'zeh ma she'omer anovi, the same pasuk in Tzfanya, quoted by Rashi, and essentially quoted by the Sforno and by many other Rishonim, Hichrati goyim, noshamu pinoisom, hechrapti chutzosam. Seemingly, the pasuk is addressing what is happening to the non-Jewish world. Shmama, desolation, destruction. Nitznu areyem mibli ishvein yoshev. And ma kesher to Klal Yisrael. Amarti achtiri osi tichri musa. If we don't take it to heart and we don't change our ways and we don't improve our situation and we don't recommit to Torah mitzvahs, then it will come closer and closer and closer, and chas v'shalom, Rachman Litzan, God forbid, even affect Klal Yisrael. Vein sofek, ki mi sheroya kolelo atlos Hashem be'emes, Hasrois Hashem is Barach. What is Hashem doing? By virtue of inflicting all these punishments on the Ummah Sa'ilam, he really is giving us a warning. These are all Hasrois. Einan shenel kem mazhirim, the Gemara says. V'yodenu machzik b'darko shedarach bo. If the person continues on his way with all types of malfeasance and what have you, kimi sha'ivra avera v'kimulam hasra v'hitaratz v'le misa. As the Gemara says, chas v'sholom, such a person is, God forbid, putting himself in a situation where he is literally responsible for his own diminution and for his own situation, which is now deteriorating because he did not take heed, he did not take musar, he did not realize that all that which is happening around him is directly connected to Am Yisrael. So we are not simply peripherally involved, even though these particular events may occur in geographically distant locations, in countries that are very far away from where we are living, in far-flung areas, but it's all directed to Klal Yisrael. And that's what the Ran says, Lachen in Safek, כי בזמן הם אלו רואו לחפש היטב על רפואת הנפש ולהקדימה על רפואת הגוף. There's no better example than what is happening and what's happened in the last 10 months, a world in turmoil, COVID-19, an entire world that collapsed from this very minuscule virus, and of course, all the reactions and responses of politicians and the scientific world, the medical world, trying their best to resolve the issue, and everything else that has in its wake emerged. And Baruch Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam also creates a trufa, even though there's a makkah, the vaccine. But a bit later, we have mutations, and we have this strain, and that strain, and a third strain, constant challenges. Andrulamusia bala ilam. This year, the world is subjected to unbelievable andrulamusia. And of course, now we see that half the world, no masks, no social distancing, and the like. And people are simply tired. I was reminded this morning when I read Vahu Rachum, which we didn't say on Rosh Chodesh, but which we say on Monday and Thursday, but I saw a very frightening lashon. Ki nafshenu kitzara mecherev u'mishvim u'devrim u'magefa. We're tired. We're frustrated from wearing masks. Nafshenu kitzara. Just as we saw in the parshas that we are reading, v'lo shomu al Moshe mikoytze ruach me'avodah kasha. So it's amazing that the Torah is teaching us that COVID-19 is connected very much to Klal Yisrael. The miracles that we've seen this year, even in terms of what's happening in the Middle East, relationships with Arab countries that formerly we were essentially at war with and the like, it's almost Mashiach Zeit. Who would have dreamt? And yet who would have dreamt of COVID-19? That completely engulfed the entire world. It's a world of tohu vavohu, such a lack of clarity, but it's all directed to Klal Yisrael. And now I want to share that this Yisod really is essentially the Rizkov, famous Bavelvel HaLevi Soloveitchik on page number 4. And many, many years ago, I asked his nephew, Moran HaGoyin, a Rebbe, I was at one point a candidate to be enlisted to fight in Vietnam. Now, I don't think I would have a clue what to do over there with the Viet Cong and all those individuals in the boondocks. And I was in a very difficult situation at that time in New York City, for those who know, those who remember, and throughout the United States, all of a sudden, many individuals became smicha students. There was a proliferation of what they used to call draft-dodging yeshivas. Many yeshivas opened up. It was absolutely mind-boggling. More yeshivas. Every Dalaramas, there was another yeshiva in Borough Park, in Flatbush, and so many other places. There's a proliferation of Torah as a result of the situation that people did not want to go to Vietnam. So I asked Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal, Ma beni le Vietnam? What's my kesha to Vietnam? And so right away on the spot, he cites the Gemara in Yevamos on Zavach Gimel, Ein Peronis, Bava Eilam, Ela Bishvil Yisrael. You are directly connected with it because of that sugi in Yevamos. And immediately, he just sent over to me in Yiddish the entire Briskov, which is found here on page 4, a very famous and beautiful, incredibly incisive and insightful comment of the Briskov. The Gemara has the beginning of Abed Azara, well-known Gemara, we'll just summarize it. He cites it here on top, that B'Hasid Lava, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is going to bring a Sefer Torah, and he's going to make a statement, L'misha Asak Bo, Yovel V'Yitol Scharo, anyone who is involved in the study of Torah, let him come and take his reward, his recompense. And then the Gemara describes how a whole litany of nations come before Hashem Yisbarach. Nichnas Olafana Malchus Romi Tchila, the Roman Empire, Omrim lefan of Yibeli Shalom, Harbe Shvokim Tikninu, Harbe Mechatzal Sasino, Harbe Kesev Azov Hirbino. Look what we did. We built an empire. Everything we did, you know why? Bekulam Lasino El Bashir Yisrael. We only did it for Klal Yisrael. That was our sole intention, Kadesh Yisasku Batorah. Mind boggling. this statement by the Roman Empire. Whatever they did was connected to Klal Yisrael. I don't know if any of you had the privilege, pleasure perhaps, of reading The Rise and Fall of the Roman Empire. It's only about 1,000 pages. Ben Gavra La Gavra, I read it. I don't think there's any indication there that the entire Roman Empire was essentially constructed in order to enhance Klal Yisrael's ability to learn Torah. And often politicians, lahavdil me'alfalfi avdolos, when they are caught in a difficult situation, I can give many examples, but I won't. Again, all of a sudden, they change their tune and they quickly redirect their commentary, and all of a sudden, everything they did was Kodesh Kadoshim, lahavdil. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds to the Roman Empire, Yom HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shoytim Shebailam, you fools, Kol Mashe Asisim Betzorach Atzmechem Asisim, your interest is only self-interest. And the Gemara goes on to describe that several well-known empires have a similar kind of conversation, and essentially the Rebbeinu Shem responds to them that you are Shoytim, you are fools. All that which you did was for yourselves, for your own interests. So the Brisk Rav asks a number of very fundamental questions. How could they have the audacity in front of Hashem Yisbarach, La'asid Lavo, B'yom Adin, to say such outright sheker, such an egregious lie, that whatever they did was to Klal Yisrael? Here we're talking about the moment when V'haya Hashem L'melech HaKol Aretz, the moment that Chazal and the Psukim in Tanakh tell us that there will be Yediya Kamayim L'yom Mechassim. What in heaven's name is going on here? And furthermore, we don't understand the response of Hashem Yisbarach. Hashem Yisbarach says, Shaitim, you fools! He should have told them, Shakranim Atem! You're a bunch of prevaricators, a bunch of liars. Why does he respond, Shaitim? Answers the Brisk Rav with the Yisod in our Hashkafa, that may be the most fundamental Yisod in Hashkafa Satera. And it's a Yisod that many people have difficulty with. People who are more liberal, more open, find this to be impossible. And to me, it's Aleph Beis. Literally, it's something that one imbibes when one is a Tinok Shel Beis Rabba. In kindergarten, and Trom Gan, says the Brisk Rav in the second column, they're not saying anything which is false. Whatever they're saying is the truth. He doesn't call them liars. You blundering fools. What's the pshat? Says the Brisk Rav. Based on the beginning of Rashi and Bereshis, and the Ramban, beginning of Bereshis, the Chazal tell us, why was the world created? Bereshis bar Elokim. Bishvil ha-Torah shenik reis. The Torah is termed Bereshis. Kodesh Yisrael Hashem, Reishis Tibuoso. Klal Yisrael is called Reishis. Hashem Kononi, Reishis Darko Meoz. The Torah, Klal Yisrael, we are Reishis. We are the ultimate motivation for Hashem to create the world. And the Brisk Rav goes on to explain at the end of this paragraph, Kol Mashen Nase B'nis Chadish B'Oilam Mitchilas HaBriya V'atzei Kol HaDeres HaKoi Hu Rak L'Tach L'Zeh B'Shvil Shri Yisrael Shri Yisasku B'Torah. We are essentially the emissaries of Hashem Yisbarach. We are Hishluchim to ultimately be Mefarsim the Yisod, which is the purpose of the entire Briya. Sh'Hashem Echod U'Shmoy Echod. That God is one, and the world was created by Hashem Yisbarach. All the Yisodis of the Ramban. Chidush Ha'olam. Hashkochas Hashem Ba'olam. Yecheles Hashem Ba'olam. And even though everyone can do as he wishes in the lower right-hand corner, because the Ein Ha'olam Hefker. V'loy Naseh Ba'olam Dover Masha'in L'zeh Tachlis. And he cites an unbelievable Rambam and Pirush HaMishnayos, which is essentially the Yisod of the Brisk Rav. It's embedded in the Rambam. The Rambam describes an individual a chassid who's wandering in perhaps a desert area, and he is obviously lacking basic provisions, and he's thirsty, and he's starving, and he's parched, and suddenly he encounters in Armon Klil Yofi, a beautiful palace, a palatial kind of residence, and perhaps he also encounters, as the Rambam indicates over there, a body of water, an oasis, and that oasis and that palace was built somehow, and no one seemed to have occupied it, and it's far away from civilization. Why all this was created, says the Rambam? For that chassid, that even though the area was completely and totally unoccupied and the oasis was never utilized, he can now slake his thirst and he can now repose in the shade of the palace. And that's exactly what the Ummah Sa'olam, that was their tiyun. That was their claim. Everything they did was for Klal Yisrael. Of course, that was not their intention. They are obviously liars. But Hashem doesn't call them liars because, in effect, that's the ultimate tachlis of the entire world. To bring to Hashem Echad Ishmael Echad. And the Rizkov goes on to say, so la'asi lavo, where everything will become crystal clear, everyone will know what was the ultimate tachlis of every single event. And the Ummah Sa'olam will also acknowledge it, will also recognize it. All that they did, all the material wealth, all the construction, all the building, all the technology, everything was done b'shul Klal Yisrael b'chdei she'yisasku b'Torah. And of course, now they're coming to Hashem Yisbarach, even though they weren't mechaving for this purpose, but this is exactly what happened. And now they want their recompense. They want their compensation. And Hashem tells them, kol ma she'asisem, lo asisem l'tzorech atzmechem. Your kavana was not for Klal Yisrael to learn Torah, but you had your own egotistical kavanas. But in effect, what you're saying is completely the truth. So using this riskov, let us now go back to the Gemara Yevamos and Daf Samach Gimel. Let's go back to the Ran. Let's go back to the Sforno. Let's go back to Rashi. Makos, when one reads the Psukim, the focus seems to be Mitzrayim, Mitzrayim, Mitzrayim. Detail, minutia, batecha, avodecha, amecha, misharosecha, tanurecha. But in reality, that's just at the surface level. Ultimately, everything was for Klal Yisrael. It was a message that was, of course, presented in a very, not necessarily clear kind of fashion. And the truth is that this Yisod of things that are not presented in a clear fashion is essentially all of Tanakh. When one looks carefully, even in the process of Geula relating to Mitzrayim, when Hashem sends Moshe Rabbeinu to redeem Klal Yisrael from Mitzrayim, Moshe asks for Simonim, that I can convince them the time of Geula has arrived. Why did Moshe require Simonim? Why didn't Moshe simply show them that 400 years had passed from the time the Gzera was issued? The answer was it was not clear when this 400-year count began. Who knows? Just as Shevet Ephraim erred in the count, maybe Moshe Rabbeinu erred as well. Perhaps 400 years began with their descent to Egypt or the beginning of the bondage and not with the birth of Yitzhak. So Moshe needed Simona to prove to Klal Yisrael that the time of Gula had in fact begun. And the same principle applies to many, many prophecies in Tanakh. A large chelek of Sefer Yeshayahu is devoted to Nevuos and Nechama. And the Mefarshim discuss whether these Nevuos will come to pass in the days of Chizkiyahu HaMelech, in the days of Bayesheni, or they'll only be realized Lasilavo. There was no absolute decree which nation is going to become Gog and Magog. There was no absolute decree who's going to become Moshiach. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin and Tzadik Dalit, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to make Chizkiyahu Moshiach and Sancheir Gog and Magog. For his part, Sancheir did all he could to become Gog and Magog. But Chizkiyahu failed, and as a result, he was not Moshiach. And in Sefer Daniel, when one examines the Nevuos over there, the Malach tells Daniel, of the time of the final redemption, but he speaks in very ambiguous kind of language. And the Lil himself says, I heard, but I didn't understand. And I asked the Malach, what is happening? And the Malach told him in Perek Yud Beis of Daniel that everything is obscured, everything is sealed till the Ketz, till the time of the end. Why didn't he spell out the specific time he was referring to? And furthermore, we write and we read in the writings of Rav Sadia Gaon and of Rashi and of the Malbim, Rishonim made all kinds of calculations and forecasts regarding the Geula based on the words of the Malach. And the same Yesod is also relevant to Shibud Mitzrayim, to Yetzias Mitzrayim. Many, many Nevuos are obscured, are sealed, ad bias goyel, till the Ketz. But one thing is very clear. Namely, we, from our perspective, we are obligated to be mezarez the geula, to hasten the redemption. And how do we do that? By becoming involved in Torah and mitzvahs, by realizing that whatever happens in the world, whatever happens around us, is a hasra, is a warning to Klal Yisrael. We are the ones who should be taking Musar. We are the ones who should be impacted and jarred by that which is happening. And if we're Zoche, then we'll have no need for masks. We'll have no need for social distancing during the war of Gog and Magog. But if we're not Zoche, we need masks. We need social distancing. Hakol toli bono. Everything is toli on us. As the Rambam wrote in Hilchos Melachim, the Rambam indicated that Chazal have no masorah regarding these matters. They simply interpret psukim, and maybe Chazal had a masorah regarding Lamatas Melachas on Shabbos. Chazal clearly had a masorah that tefillin have four parshios. But regarding the Geula, there's no clear masorah that was handed down to Chachmei Chazal. They have to interpret psukim each one differently. And perhaps it won't take place the way Chazal described it, because, in effect, it is a soid chosum. Bikesh Yaakov legalos haketz. Even Yaakov Avinu wanted to somehow reveal the ketz, but it was sealed from him. And anyone who paskins or anyone who predicts what's going to happen has no idea, really, of what he's talking about. Because the Rambam writes that no one will know what will be until it happens. We do know one thing, namely, we're told by Moshe Rabbeinu, "Im shamaya tishmuel mitzvaysai." We want to hold on to Eretz Yisrael. We want to maintain our integrity, our homeostasis as a nation. So then, the Torah gives us the formula: "Im shamaya tishmuel mitzvaysai asher anichim mitzav eschem hayom liyavos Hashem elokeichem ulaavdo b'chol avavchem b'chol nafshechem." Then the Torah describes the result. But if chas v'sholom, rachmanu litzlan, if we do not hearken to the commandments of Hashem Yisbarach, then rachmanu litzlan, we will be exiled from Eretz Yisrael. Zos ha-teira loitei muchlefes. This Torah cannot be exchanged, and the Torah is clear on what is our obligation. So the Yesod that is embedded in Rashi, in the Ran, in the Sforno, in the Gemara Yevamos, and especially the way the Briskalov describes it, Hakol Tolu Boni. As Abelazar Ben Durya said in Avodah Zarah, Ein Adova Tolu Yadavi. It's in my hands. It's in the hands of each individual member of Klal Yisrael. It's in the hands of Klal Yisrael collectively. If we seize the moment and recognize that this COVID-19 is a message. Again, I cannot tell you what the message is. Lo Navi Anochi, Lo Ben Navi Anochi, and I'm not even a Bela Shikmin. But if we somehow take heed and take Musa, there's no doubt the Ribbono Shel Olam will see how we respond, how we react, and the Kor of Mamash will be Zeche to Seiris Teves, Yeshua Sven Echamos, the Gula Shlema, the Netzach Netzachim, Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yeshikoyah. Can I ask a question?